Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, reading today from the August 2024 issue of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter/magazine. Our story today is entitled From Persecutor to Partner in Ministry. Takes us to northern India, Kashmir. As early as age 8, Ayub had a desire to know Allah more deeply. Although raised in Kashmir, that's a majority Muslim region in northern India, his family belonged to a mystical sect of Islam known as Sufism. Ayub's parents taught him that all religions led to Allah, and he soon became interested in exploring other faiths. "I wanted to know Allah because Sufism is focused on knowing Allah," said Ayub, now 40 years old. "Since Kashmir's population is more than 97% Muslim, Ayub initially examined other forms of Islam. He hopped from one Islamic sect to another, stitching together his own Islamic identity as a young adult. Ayub studied Arabic, the language of the Quran, to further his understanding of the book, and he quickly gained a following as a teacher and Islamic scholar. He estimates that he taught more than 400 students during this period. There were people from all the districts in Kashmir wanting to know more," he said. "I wanted people to know Islam better. I wanted to convert people to Islam." As Ayub continued to study and teach what he had learned about Islam, he met a student named Farouk, whom he taught for a brief time. Farouk had grown up in a fundamentalist family that practiced Sunni Islam, the majority branch of Islam in Kashmir. Like Ayub, after years of study, he became an Islamic scholar and teacher. "Most of my time was in the mosque," said Farouk, who is now 32. "Five times a day I would be praying, then there would be sermons after that. My companions used to be those Islamic scholars who were the top scholars here." Ayub and Farouk forged a strong friendship, but it was tested when their paths through Islam diverged. While Farouk remained devoted to mainline Sunni Islam, Ayub turned toward Wahhabism, that's also known as Salafism. That's an 18th century reform movement within Sunni Islam that has spawned most of the violent Islamic groups in existence today. Farouk respected his friend, but he viewed Ayub's shift toward Wahhabism as too extreme. As a result, he abruptly stopped seeking his guidance. Over time, Ayub began to doubt Wahhabism too. And then, while walking through town one day, he picked up a green book he saw on the side of the road. It was a New Testament. Although he had been taught that the Bible was corrupt, he took the book and started reading it. "It was interesting because I never found Muhammad in the Bible. It was totally about Jesus," Ayub said. "In the Quran, it is said, 'Another prophet will come,' Jesus said, 'and his name will be Muhammad.' But when I found the New Testament, it was totally not about Muhammad." After concluding in his late 20s that the Quran's account was false, Ayub rejected Islam and became an atheist. Voice of the Martyrs workers say it is not uncommon for Muslims to become atheists before hearing the gospel and placing their faith in Christ. Still, Ayub remained hungry for spiritual truth. For years, he watched videos of atheists debating people of faith, including Christians. But he eventually lost interest in atheism, found himself drawn back toward the idea of God. He wondered if God truly did exist. "I prayed to God as an atheist," he recalled. "God, if you really exist, please show me, because I don't have satisfaction inside." And then one night in 2012, Ayub dreamed about the New Testament he had found. "God showed me in my dream that I should read this book again," he said. "So I started reading it again, and it changed me. The Holy Spirit touched me. Then it was because of God. It was not because of logic. Then I started praying in the name of Jesus. Many things happened. God showed me spiritually that Jesus is real. When Farouk learned that his friend Ayub had left Islam altogether, he grew angry. In his eyes, turning to Christ was far worse, especially for a former Islamic scholar like Ayub, far worse than subscribing to Wahhabism. When I learned that he had become a Christian, I would pit people against him, Farouk said. I used to tell people to rise up against Ayub. Soon, Muslim men began challenging Ayub's beliefs in public and then beating him. The beatings continued for about a year. It really hurt me sometimes, Ayub said, but the word of God always encouraged me. Farouk, meanwhile, said he believed each beating pleased Allah. For the next year and a half, Ayub remained isolated as a new believer. He read his Bible, prayed, and watched Christian videos online to help him grow in faith. Then he met a Christian pastor who provided biblical teaching, brought him into the fold of a local Christian community, and eventually baptized him in 2013. After his baptism, Ayub made a firm decision. I freely decided to commit to God that I would do full-time ministry, he said. In 2014, Ayub fell in love and got married. His wife became a Christian in 2017. About that same time, Ayub's friend Farouk started having doubts about Islam. He realized that the Muslims he was around weren't having a positive influence on him. My main reason to be with these people was that I wanted to be a good human being, he said. But the opposite of that happened. I realized that what I learned was telling lies and bearing grudges against people, speaking ill about others. Farouk had also grown tired of the hatred and violence he found in the Quran. Finally, he rejected Islam and became an atheist, just as Ayub had done before coming to know Christ. When I turned toward atheism, Farouk said, it was a difficult decision for me because I was indoctrinated in Islamic teachings. I was in a kind of a dilemma. One day in 2020, Farouk ran into Ayub in the street. When he told Ayub that he had become depressed since leaving Islam, Ayub urged him to follow a new path instead of the destructive one he was currently following. Just as traveling from Kashmir to Jammu requires a certain route, he explained, so does coming to faith in God. You won't find him in the Quran, Ayub told Farouk. You'll find him in the Bible. So he gave Farouk a Bible, which he took home and read with great interest. I read the entire Bible, Farouk said, and the God I was seeking, the God who loves me, I found in the Gospels. When I read John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that was the turning point. The Gospel helped Farouk love his old friend again, and through their renewed friendship, Farouk ceased being Ayub's persecutor and resumed being, once again, his student. There was a loving bond between the two of us, Farouk said. I began to respect him as my teacher. Today, Ayub still teaches Farouk four times a week. You can see the difference in Farouk, Ayub said. Before, he was very angry. It is the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Farouk is now teaching many people, and many of them are close to salvation. Farouk sees a difference in Ayub, too. He said when Ayub mentored him as a Muslim, he focused on the rules of Islam, what to do and when to pray. Now he focuses on love, compassion, and his relationship with Christ. Farouk said he is thankful for his friend's faithfulness and for God's love. I am filled with joy that I am doing work like this, and God is changing me, he said. I am seeing God's glory. Ayub helps provide audio Bibles to pastors in Kashmir and has recorded himself reading the New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs for a radio ministry. He and Farouk often place Bibles in public places so Muslims can discover them, just as Ayub discovered his New Testament years ago. Now we go to all the districts and we distribute literature, Ayub said. We make connections and make friendships. Many people come to Christ. Ayub greatly values his friend Farouk as a ministry partner. He's always helping me, he said, always ready to go to any place and always ready for Christ. He's very bold. Ayub asked us to pray for his gospel outreach to Muslims, adding that he is witnessing a growing interest in the Bible among Kashmiris. He encourages them to read it for themselves with an open mind. Many people who are totally against the Bible and are not Christians are reading the Bible nowadays, he said. Still, many Christians in Kashmir live in fear, and Ayub said pastors are often afraid to share the gospel. Ironically, the one thing that freed him from fear was persecution. Without persecution, you might have a lot of fear, he said, but after persecution, you don't have fear. It's because I saw Christ in the persecution. He gave me a way out. Ayub's parents, who hold to their mystical Sufi beliefs, have accepted his conversion to Christianity, and his brother recently placed his faith in Christ. Despite these developments, Ayub said he expects to experience more persecution because the gospel is still a threat to the dominance of Islam in Kashmir. Farouk's fundamentalist Sunni family is still unaware of his Christian faith, but he is prepared for them to learn the truth soon. They could either kick me out of the house or disown me, he said. They could even beat me up. The people I used to associate with might even kill me. There is a danger, but there is no fear. The maximum that I can expect is martyrdom. Mm-hmm. Great attitude, don't you think? Is that our attitude? If you'd like to be put on the mailing list of Voice of the Martyrs and receive free your own copy of this VOM newsletter magazine, just contact the folks at vom.org. vom.org. Well, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.